Hiroshima.
Hey Dave, how's it going, man?
Hey, you know, I just watched this weird movie.
You did? So did I. You know what it was called?
How Awful About Alan?
How Awful About Alan. How awful about Alan was that?
It was pretty awful, I'll tell you. I'll be honest.
So, what
is that a request for a synopsis, I hear?
Yeah, maybe, but my tongue ran away from me for a moment.
That's why you don't buy rented lips.
Okay.
Or what was that line? Never use rented lips.
Well, do you want to tackle the synopsis or should I?
Well, I can give you a pretty short synopsis here because there's not that much going on in the film. Anthony Perkins is a crazy person, so...
Big surprise there.
Yeah. He famously played Norman Bates in Psycho.
Did he play him in both of them?
All four of them he played in.
Really?
The original, made by Alfred Hitchcock, and then I believe he was responsible for getting the three sequels made, and he directed one.
I swear that when I saw the last one, that it was Leonard Nimoy.
Really? You thought Anthony Perkins was Leonard Nimoy?
I don't know. It's just the way the guy looked and sounded seemed a lot like Leonard Nimoy to me. But I would have to watch it again because it was a long time ago.
Now, I've seen all of the Psycho movies and it's always Anthony Perkins.
Mr. Perkins.
And he's crazy. Which he tends to play crazy with this certain style he has of playing crazy. It's always... that sort of, you know, he gets real quiet and starts talking to himself. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He's never like, you know, Jack Nicholson goes crazy and starts swinging an axe around. I guess this is like a subtler, you know, more internalizing thing that he does of the going mad. Although, this is not his best performance.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. How Awful About Alan? First, has anybody heard of this film? It was a TV movie,
but
actually.
I've got like a, you know, like three different versions of the Blu-ray on my shelf right now, Dave. Come on. It's the best movie ever made.
I can't imagine this in Blu-ray with the shock Technicolor it has.
Citizens Kane has nothing on this movie.
Citizens Kane. There's more than one. It's like... Alien and Aliens. Citizens Kane.
Sequel.
Wow.
He was cloned.
That would be a great idea. You know, it's like, in the last one, there was only one Citizen Kane. This time, there's like 50 of them. They're all spitting acid.
Back to the movie. We didn't even finish the plot synopsis.
No, I just started talking about Norman Bates being crazy. Not Norman. Anthony Perkins. Norman's a character in place. No, Norman's real. All movies are real. Oh my gosh. Like I couldn't tell the difference between movies and realities.
It's like those aliens in... Lost Radio.
Or in Citizen Kane. They start fighting the pterodactyls. that's a reference to, like, there's in the background of one of the scenes in Citizen Kane, there's pterodactyls because they used a clip from King Kong because they were supposed to be in a tropical area, so they just used that as background footage and thought people would think they were cranes, but no, they're pterodactyls. I think we've talked about that before on this show, too. I know we've talked about it, but I'm not sure whether or not on this show.
I don't think it was on the show, but I think we talked. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take over from here. So what happens
please do.
Is that Anthony Perkins, Alan, he witnesses his father get burned alive in some random room because he was on a painting ladder. I'm assuming he was probably painting and his paints caught on fire. I don't know. And then for some reason, his sister runs in to save him and burns half of her face. And then because of the trauma, he psychologically becomes blind. And then he gets put in a mental institution while his sister recovers at home. and she ends up having this plastic thing on her face to cover up her scar. And then he comes home like 8 months later, tries to readjust to life as a blind man. And then there's this guy who supposedly rents a room, but he thinks it's like his brother, or I don't even know who this Eric guy was, but he thought he was going to kill him. But it turned out that the sister was actually pretending that there was somebody living there, but wasn't, because she wanted to like kill him or something. And she ends up trying to set him
on... blame it on the renter, right?
Yeah, on the renter. And she tries to set him on fire, too, but he pours flour, and then they get a tussle, and it turns out she didn't have a scar after all, because I don't really know how that happened, and...
Oh, then... she got plastic surgery to have the scar removed, but then she, like, put a scar on her face when he came home. She like, glued on this plastic thing that was like a scar... She had surgery, so the scarring was gone.
But she was wearing that thing to make it look like she still had the scar under it.
Yes.
Like she was hiding it under that piece of rubber.
Yeah. And that was to make him feel guilty. Because she, even though she was acting like everything's fine, she blamed him for killing their father. Because somehow he was responsible for there being a fire. And in flashback scenes in this film... It seems like the father was a pretty terrible person.
Even though she believed he was the most brilliant man in the world.
Yeah, and they never explain why he's brilliant. He's a college professor, but you see these flashback scenes where it's like the young Anthony Perkins character is being hit by a ruler by his father.
In slow motion.
It's slow motion, so it comes off really weird. Hitting a kid in... Like hitting his hands with a ruler in slow motion, and that sort of echoey crack sound.
Yeah, but like the crack like coincided with a hit that would have been faster.
Yeah,
and then and after two slaps, the kid just like runs. Yeah, I didn't quite understand the dream sequences were really weird.
Yeah, and there was always the father and the
daughter.
Sitting there laughing at him. They're just sitting there like they're looking at each other, and then he comes in the room, the little boy, and they just look over him and go, ha, 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 ha.
And I don't understand. She says that he murdered their father.
He wasn't even there.
He woke up and came to the room and watched him burn alive, but that was like it. Like, they didn't even explain how he did it. And what I just thought something. What are two grown-ass children doing living at home with their father?
Yeah, there's suggestions of, like, this freaky relationship going on.
Especially between the daughter and the father, as if something a little not right.
It's like, Penn State's like, not again!
Dave! First Winky and now this.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I was making the connection. It's like a college official and inappropriate relationships with children.
But it's his own children.
Yeah, it's his own children. Not that makes it any better.
It just makes it different.
Yeah, this is different.
Not good different.
It's not like he hurt your kids. Oh my god. Let's move on from politics. Let's never discuss politics again or anything happening on the news.
So I was abducted the other day by aliens. Aliens, man.
Aliens.
Not some person.
What are you going on about?
I don't know. I was trying to change the subject.
You really lost me there.
I'm gonna edit you out.
So, moving on.
So the raptors, they looked very convincing. The CGI was very good.
We're not talking about Jurassic Park anymore. That was a couple weeks ago when we reviewed The Lost World.
I'm sorry. Sorry. It's probably just because this movie's so terrible, I didn't really want to talk about it.
Oh, it wasn't so much terrible as it was boring.
Yeah, we run into that. Either the movie is, like, hilariously bad, or it is, like, unbearably boring.
Yeah. And, okay, so he's clinically blind, but he sees, like, shapes and colors and stuff.
Yeah.
And you see things from his point of view way too much in the movie. Because it's like they just put a piece of rippled glass in front of the camera for his vision. Ugh.
Yeah, they did his vision a lot. Although that's kind of, for its time period, trying to show something like first person is kind of a new thing, I feel.
Not really?
I don't know. Experimenting with camera views is kind of...
Well, I've seen like a silent film where they were experimenting with like first person point of view.
Yeah?
Yeah, what is it called? The first adaptation of Jekyll and Hyde does that.
Oh, so The Great Spaghetti. All right, I get it. Have you seen that somebody put together this video and it was like the evolution of special effects?
Oh yeah, wasn't like the first one just like cutting the camera?
Yeah, you know, but
stopping
like,
the camera and then restarting it with things, and it looked like things would just appear or disappear.
Well, yeah, but like some of the thing, like they just kind of like went through like different movies from this time period that had like really impressive special effects up until like now, and like I saw some from like the old black and white days, and I was like, whoa, how'd they do that? Like back then.
Oh yeah, like a lot of the things in Metropolis, you're just like you just start thinking about the time period, and you're just like, how the did they do that back then? Like that you have this huge cityscape scene, and it's like there are cars moving on the highways, the roads in the city, and you're like, how did they do that? And it's like they had the drawing and then they cut out the road sections to like fit actual roads from a distance. Yeah, it's like, how do you plan that?
Yeah, if you're ambitious enough, you can make some pretty crazy stuff with limited... Like, you don't need a blockbuster budget. Well, they probably actually...
If you're creative. Yeah, sometimes people do more creative things with a lower budget, you know?
Yeah.
But not this film. The other one is if you know, they started experimenting with like that whole, I guess, you know, nowadays we know about green screening, but they experimented with like the same thing back in the silent era. If you ever watched this really cool little short silent film, it's called Satan at Play. And it's just like a showcase of different special effects they could do where they were like, you know, with green screen, they replaced the green with something else, another image. And it was all these tricks like that. But I don't know how they did it in black and white.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it back then, because you can't really have a green screen without having something that will filter out the green.
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't know what they did, but green screening is the only thing that I can think. I just really don't know what they did then.
It's really tough to figure it out.
So we're doing that thing where we talk about other stuff because the movie...
was too boring.
It was too... Yeah, of course.
The movies that don't have a lot of stuff going on in them are like, yeah. Like Rocky Jones. We talked a lot about Rocky Jones.
Yeah, because Winky was such a horrible character.
But then, like, Lost World, we just kind of ended up talking about the other Lost World.
Yeah. I still really hate Winky. I'm still mad about that. That character is just... You have one character who is in such adoration of the show's hero that he's just completely obnoxious, you know?
Yeah. So how does he fit into this story, Dave?
So, I believe that this character was the son of Winky. Anthony Perkins.
But Winky...
So, Winky burns to death.
But he's in the future. You're telling me Winky came back in time and birthed this man, then died in a fire?
Winky had a run-in with a Time Lord who got so freaking irritated with him, he just dumped him back in the... Back in the 70s, and Winky became this bitter old English teacher. That's why he seemed brilliant. Did I say English teacher? We never know what he's a professor of, do we?
Oh, wait, there might have been a hint. Like the book?
I don't remember the book.
He said what kind of book it was, and it was his father's, which would give you a hint as to maybe what his field of study was, but I don't remember what that book was.
Right. So, anyways, Winky became a college professor, and he seemed really smart or inventive because he knew all this stuff from the future, but he just slowly went insane, missing Rocky Jones, of course.
Of course.
He just wanted to find Rocky Jones again.
Rocky Jones, I love you!
Yeah. And so, he became really bitter and crazy. He started abusing his kid, and then Anthony Perkins set him on fire.
Okay, I believe it.
And that's how we get to this movie.
Okay, I believe it. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
It seems completely logical
to
me.
It's a plausible story, Dave. Very plausible.
Yes. I feel like... So this is what it feels like to be Glenn Beck with a chalkboard. You see, you make this connection here. He's Hitler. Lucas, so let's just get right to the rating this movie. What do you give it?
One old man on fire.
One old man on fire. I'll give it a 0.7 raspy voiced brother. So we never even explained the whole thing with the sister imitating, you know, this renter in order to try to drive Anthony Perkins' character crazy, which was so weird, because remember the theory I came up with?
That she was crazy. And...
Yes, well, she was crazy. We did find that out, but I thought she was, like, schizophrenic, and this other character, he kept trying to figure out who this other character was, and only his sister ever talked to that character, and he would often confuse his sister for that character.
Yeah.
Who they called Harold.
But, yeah, so you're close.
I was close, but I thought, you know, she had this alternate personality that was trying to kill him.
Right.
And no, it was just she was trying to kill him. Which, but I think if my interpretation ended up being correct, I would have liked this movie a lot more.
She was also put in the loony bin in the end, so, you know.
Yeah, and there's that weird moment where he comes in the door and the girl, who was like his old girlfriend before he went crazy, she's like... in this little housewife dress, going around, and he sits down and's taking off your shoes and taking off your shoes. No,
thanks.
He sits down, it's taking off his shoes, and you just expect him to look up and say, "Howdy, neighbor," because he's like wearing that blue sweater and he's sitting there taking off his shoes. He just looks so much like Mr. Rogers in that moment.
Wanted to ask you to be his
so
neighbor.
I rate this film 0.7 Mr. Rogers impersonations.
Okay,
because it's not a full impersonation, but it's 0.7 impersonation.
Okay, all right,
so that's my rating.
So movie for next week, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Piranha. That is the
Piranha
title.
Piranha.
Two wildlife photographers are traveling through the Amazon River Basin on the latest assignment. While trying to capture the wildlife of the area on film, our photographers cross paths with a game hunter who is stalking the animals for another reason.
You know, I just keep thinking Piranha. The movie's so nice, they named it twice, but they weren't very creative. So they just repeated the original name.
Yeah.
I can only imagine that they meant to name it Piranha, except that there's another more popular movie, which is also really terrible, but it was also called Piranha.
Well, this one's Piranha.
And it stars Will Smith.
Yeah.
No, it stars a William Smith from 1972.
That'd be hilarious, though.
Oh, my God. It's like he's... Oh, yeah. Was
no,
he even
he
born
did.
Then?
Probably not.
It's like him when he's four.
Yeah.
Piranhas, yo!
I guess the hunter decides to hunt the photographers to silence them because they know he's hunting illegally.
Uh-oh. For a second, I just had this idea of, like, Will Smith from his Fresh Prince days showing up and hunting piranhas. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, are there any news bulletins?
No, there's nothing big. But if you would like to catch us and other shows, please go to psychojellyfish.com. Or if you have any email, any questions, comments, concerns, send them to email at psychojellyfish.com. If you want to follow us on facebook.com/psychojellyfish or at Jellycast on Twitter. And you'll get all our jelly information.
Yeah, our Twitter is called Jellycast. I wonder how many people think it's like an arts and crafts thing.
Oh, man.
Like Jell-O molds. Yeah. Twitter for Jell-O molds. That's going to be popular. Oh, well, I got to say, we really had fun with this movie. Well, we didn't have fun with the movie. We had fun reviewing the movie. We hope you, if nothing else, audience, we entertained you.
Hope so.
Good night, gentle listeners.
Keep it psycho.
He's Hitler!